This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Corporate Buzz. I'm your host, Keertana Tiwari, and I'm with Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas, with me. Hi, Prince.
Hi, Keertana.
Before we start talking about how India Inc. is doing, last week we spoke about how India Inc. is expecting an economic relief from the government. Do we have any leads on that?
So, Keertana, I think the wait continues. If you remember, Prime Minister Modi had talked about setting up an economic task force, and which would be leading, you know, the engagement with the industry to see what could be done.
Right.
But if you see, for most parts, I think the industry is still waiting for the government to come up with help in any form, be it the direct infusion of money or say easing of credit lines, which has happened through RBI, but would there be an interest holiday that would come in? Also, in terms of direct help for some of the sectors which are the most hit, which is surely aviation, travel industry, the auto sector.
Right.
So we are still awaiting.
Like you mentioned, it's no surprise that we are seeing more and more stories from the aviation sector where
That's
jobs
right.
are being lost and jobs are being pay is being cut. But it's surprising that this is happening even in the IT sector, that there is a recent article which says that pink slips are being faced in the IT sector as well. But why is that happening?
It's basically because it's for many of these IT companies, in fact, maybe probably all of them.
Right.
Many of the biggest market for them is the US. And after the US, it's Europe. And as we know, both these regions have been hit badly. In Europe, some of the countries are still in a very sad spot, and the number of fatalities remain high. In the US, as we know, has become where now the highest number of infected people are residing. And there also, especially in bigger cities also, we see that the number of deaths has increased.
Right.
So which means that the economies of these places have been hit. You know, the economic activity has come to a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
Companies are cutting costs. There is a genuine worry of people losing jobs.
Right.
So the spending has also reduced. So that has directly impacted the IT companies in India. Some of them actually have big clients in the aviation sector.
Yeah.
Some of the IT companies in India have huge clients in the banking financial sector in the US. So these are sectors which have been badly hit already. And that's why the impact you're seeing. When we come to the pink slips and the job security, it is in several forms. One, hiring has come down. So even the campus placements and campus hiring has been affected. And also we see that especially among the smaller IT companies, they are the ones who are unable to really, you know, keep going. Because they don't have deep pockets like the bigger IT companies. Layoffs are beginning to happen in the smaller IT companies. So these are companies in Pune or Mumbai, things like that. And our story, like you mentioned, says that about 1.5 lakh people may be at risk of losing their jobs, which is a huge number.
Right.
So challenging times. And through various stories, we have also written about the challenges IT companies and the techies are facing because of working from home, you know.
Right.
There is a physical side to it, there's a mental side to it. So overall, it's quite a difficult time for the IT industry.
Yes, and also this may affect work productivity as well, right?
Well, people say that productivity has become gone very high because because working from home, there's really no shift. There's no timing. I mean, so we have instances of people starting work at 8 o'clock and going on till 12 a.m. in the midnight. So
right, okay.
If you look at that barometer, probably the productivity has gone high. But then the real question mark is at what cost?
Okay. Prince, let's move on to another very disappointing sector, the auto sector.
Already
the numbers were pretty low in the auto sector, the performance numbers. Now it's even worse. Do all these auto companies have, you know, a comeback strategy. What's going to happen there?
For them to have a comeback strategy or a strategy to resume operations is completely dependent on when the lockdown will be lifted.
Right.
So as of now, it is April 14, but you know, there are a lot of talk and rumors about that lockdown being extended. Or even if it is lifted, it will be a gradual lift. It won't be like everything is opened at the same time at one go.
Right.
It could be a phased lift. So which means that, you know, the economy is not going to immediately go back to its pre-lockdown situation.
Yeah.
And even once the lockdown is lifted, it's very difficult to gauge how the consumer is going to behave.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now there's a lot of uncertainty about jobs and, you know, about the pay cuts news are there making headlines. Mm-hmm. So people may really hesitate buying that car or a bike, or even if you're looking at the white goods sectors. So all these consumer-facing companies will have a problem, will have an issue, because consumer sentiment may remain subdued for a few months more.
Right. So how did the auto companies do, Prince?
Actually, pretty dismal. Because you could see that a major part of the month was gone. So in March, all the companies, including Maruti, Hyundai, Mahindra, posted, you know, very low sales. Maruti's numbers were down, I think, 48%. Mahindra was the biggest loser because its sales fell by 88%, which is a huge fall.
Right.
Even for Tata Motors. There's not a single manufacturer, I think, who has been left untouched.
Mm-hmm.
The only silver lining here is that the Supreme Court has allowed the companies to allowed a window of 10 days for the companies to sell their BS4 stocks.
Right.
As we know that the from April 1st onwards the BS6 regulations kick in.
Yeah.
Which means that none of the BS4 vehicles can be sold. Now mm-hmm. the Supreme Court has given a window of 10 days. So hopefully once the lockdown is lifted, companies will be able to sell some of the inventories that's piled up, because that is again going to add to the losses that they already have.
But Prince, where will they sell it?
Yeah, so that is the pertinent point. Interestingly, some of the companies are selling online. I mean, some of the customers have been buying online, and
okay. And
Money Control also reported that. But then the numbers are not known, and it could be very, very minimal.
Right.
So, the buying sentiment currently is unfortunately not there.
Prince, let's move on to the pharma sector. We have an important race that's been going on in the pharma sector to find the cure and vaccines for the coronavirus. How are the Indian companies doing?
And Indian companies are actually in the forefront now, especially if you look at the kits. And the ICMR, I think, has already given approval to about 12 companies, which also include overseas companies, and many of these kits are in different stages of being developed. Some of them are promised that the results of a test would come within hours, some say a couple of days. So that is one race, and second is the race to develop vaccine. So just yesterday we had been just this morning, in fact, we had the news about Bharat Biotech joining hands with companies in the US to develop a vaccine against the COVID-19.
Okay.
And apart from that, there is the Serum Institute. Also, there internationally, there is Johnson & Johnson and GSK. The only thing is, how much time will these take? You know, Gilead Sciences, which is the US-based company, that is leading the race right now, and it itself said it could take about 6 months for a vaccine to come out.
Right.
And Serum Institute said that it could be 2022 when it comes out with its vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So time is of critical factor here, because one would want these vaccines to come as soon as possible.
Right.
But then they have to go through the various clinical trials and tests for efficacy before they can be brought to the market.
Yes.
I think there are a lot of medication that has been, you know, tested, and some of them have been successful. So that also is going on parallelly. But yes, there's a lot of work that's happening both in the kids front, testing kids front, and also vaccine development.
Right. So hope we find some answers from the pharma sector soon. Thank you so much, Prince, for all these details.
Welcome, Kitna.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Corporate Buzz. And if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.